Motivation tips. Let's do it. To feel motivated, you need to go beyond the surface idea of what you believe motivation to be. Reading a motivational quote, being encouraged by your friends or family, or writing out a short to-do list won't help you build sustainable motivation in the long run. You need to create a self-sustaining motivation engine, which will make your roles and responsibilities feel less like chores. Motivation has three surfaces. We're going to call them the following. Core. This is what instills purpose in your life, what gives you meaning and drive. Support. This can be family and friends who enable your progress through encouragement and emotional support. Surface. This is acknowledgement. It can come in the forms of respect, recognition, emotional support, affiliation, compliments, and praise. Ponder the three surfaces of motivation that I just went over and write down what comes to mind for each one. This will create the fundamental base for what you require to stay motivated. Now let's go over four simple techniques you can employ to increase your motivation and keep it going full throttle. One, find out what drives you today. Take some time today to do a quick reflection of where you're at right now. Take one aspect of your life that you'd like to progress further. For example, it may be a new or existing hobby, advancement in your career, to learn a new skill, or to start exercising. Let's use advancement in your career as an example. Start with asking yourself why. Write down your reasons why you're in the job that you're currently in. Then think about your purpose in life. Write down what it is within that job that gives you meaning. And what are some of the things that help push you forward in life? Once you have these points, it's time to do a comparison. Does your current job help you progress towards that purpose and meaning which you wrote down? If it does, then you're on the right track. If it doesn't, you realize your life isn't going where you want it to, don't panic. There are tools to help you get through this. Do your best not to focus on the negative, review your goals, and aim yourself in a positive direction. Two, change your approach and don't give up. When something doesn't feel right or feels off, this is a good time to take a moment and look for a different approach if you want to learn how to improve motivation. Even if you are doing everything correctly and efficiently, this approach may not necessarily be the most motivating one. You can look for and find tweaks to your current approach that will both change your experience and open up new possibilities. If you really want to accomplish your goal, there is always a way, but most likely, there's more than one way to do so. If a certain approach isn't working for you, find another one, and keep trying until you find a strategy that will both keep you motivated and get you the desired results. Sometimes it's difficult to find an approach or develop a strategy. If you're struggling with this, you may need to go back to the motivation basics of core, support, and surface and better flesh things out. Three, recognize your progress. Everything you may be working on can be easily split into smaller parts. For bigger long-term goals, it is natural to split the process of accomplishing them into smaller tasks and milestones. A reason for doing this would be tracking your progress in a more efficient manner. We track our progress automatically with most activities, but to stay motivated, we need to recognize our progress, not merely track it. Tracking is taking note of having reached a certain stage in your progress. Recognizing your progress is taking time to look at the big picture and realize exactly where you are and how much more you have left to do. For example, if you're going to go to the gym, always start with a plan. Have a list of specific exercises you will perform, how many sets, how many reps, rest period. Try to memorize the list beforehand. It'll make it easier to track your progress and recognize your progress. Human nature is to always want things to happen in short term or even at once. Even though we split complex tasks into simpler actions, we don't feel satisfaction until the task is fully complete. For many scenarios, though, the task is so vast that such an approach will drain all motivation long before you have a chance to reach your goal. Therefore, it is important to take small steps and recognize the positive progress you've made. This will help you sustain motivation long term. Four, reward yourself. Not feeling up to doing something? Dreading the idea of working on a particular task? Despise the entire idea of working? Yeah, I mean, you know, I've been there. From the very start, agree on some deliverables that will justify yourself getting rewarded. As soon as you get one of the agreed results, take time to reward yourself in some way. This will create external motivators to help you feel motivated in the long run. Some examples for smaller tasks would be taking a break and relaxing for a few minutes. Or knowing once your task is completed, you'll treat yourself to some of your favorite food. Have a snack, one of your favorite sweets. For bigger and more demanding tasks, reward yourself with something even more enjoyable. This can be anything from taking a trip somewhere you've always wanted to go, buying something you've wanted, watching your favorite movie, seeing a new movie. Ultimately, you need to determine which rewards will work best for you. The more you reward yourself for making progress, the more motivated you will feel about reaching new milestones. My final thoughts on motivation. Happiness isn't something you should constantly chase after with no end in sight. By finding your true motivation, you'll be one step closer to realizing your happiness and finding meaning in everything that you perform. Once you are able to sustain long-term motivation and attach yourself to accomplishing goals, your life will begin to improve dramatically, and things that once induced anxiety or dread will simply become routine. Purpose and meaning will now feel tangible. I hope this information has been useful to someone. Much love, my friends. Never give up, and no matter how many times you fall, always get back up. I hope that you all have a great day.